So I do appreciate that throughout this section, I've thrown a couple of pretty big ideas your way, and it's a lot of stuff that you're most likely not have going to read about before in the life coaching manuals or the textbooks, because what I'm drawn from is not just life coaching. I'm drawn from the foundations of psychology, from neuro-linguistic programming, from philosophy, and even from theology to help you get a grounded understanding of exactly what's required to be in place if you want to help other people to move forward and progress effectively in the context of any area in their lives. Progress being the operative word though, if you think about it. Now in that last video we looked at the difference between a pre-neurotic state and a neurotic state. A pre-neurotic state where someone is still moving forward. Yes, they're going to be immersed in emotion, but they've not given up yet. People will generally only give up in life once they've reached that place of neuroticism, the whole, where they just give up, they're beat, they believe and they accept the thoughts that they think are true, such as that they're worthless, they're not good enough, they're useless, they're helpless, and because they haven't yet developed the strategies to move forward to get to where they want to be more effectively, they assume that they're also out of hope. So, what I would like to do here is share with you a slightly alternative way of looking at all this, alright? And we're going to come back to the ideas of self-esteem and self-concept in view of how it is that we authentically move forward and make progress in life, right? Now, have you heard of the term instant gratification? And if so, do you know what that means? Instant gratification is all about the quick fixes that people look to give them quick highs, quick emotional, you know, rushes. Some people will become adrenaline junkies, jumping off mountains and skydiving and bungee jumping and all that sort of thing, whereas other people will just eat chocolate. Some people might take drugs, they might drink. You get some success junkies, some people that look to achievement and accomplishment and success for this emotional high, this emotional buzz. You see, what I would like to suggest here is that in life, you know, you've possibly heard of the term alcoholic or drug addict. People don't get addicted to stuff in life. They don't. This doesn't happen. But people do get addicted to various emotional states, especially if they live most of their life in a place of neuroticism or emotional lowness, stroke depression. All right. Now, you are never going to know what's going on inside of someone else until you actually get to know them, because some people can wear some pretty good masks that cover up absolutely everything. And unless you are discerning and you've developed this discernment because you are fully aware of yourself, then you're not always going to be able to see what other people are hiding. All right. But this is going to help you to understand what it is that people fundamentally want. Not in depth, what it is that people fundamentally want is to have their core values met. Our core values in life underpin every single decision that we make, and I'm going to assign a whole section to this later on in the course, which is going to help you to understand yourself on such a profound level from the inside out. And once you get this stuff, you're going to be able to see exactly where people are at. Loved ones, family members, colleagues, employees, brothers, sisters, spouses. This is powerful stuff. I know you're going to love it. But for here, we're going to come back to self-esteem and self-concept. Self-esteem, as we've already established, is how we feel about ourselves. Now, people will commit to things of instant gratification, chocolate, success, or whatever, just to feel happy today. Remember when I asked you earlier on, you know, if I could give you a choice here, what would you choose? Would you choose happiness or fulfillment? Well, people that choose happiness are all about the instant gratification. They want to feel happy right now. And why would people choose that? People choose happiness right now when they're absolutely desperate, when everything else, or pretty much everything else about their life is a negative in some way. So happiness is pretty much the only positive that they have. Only problem with happiness is that it's fleeting. It goes just as quickly as it comes. So when it comes to self-esteem, people will commit to making more money, getting more stuff, buying more things. Some people will commit to drinking more, taking drugs, achieving more things, jumping off more cliffs and mountains, more adventure, more adventure activities, and buying more stuff and shopping, and basically anything that gives people that quick fix. What I'm hoping that you're able to see here is that when people are primarily driven by instant gratification things in life, it just simply takes them round and round in circles, because it's all about feeling happy now. And we know it's about happiness because our self-esteem is fundamentally based upon how it is that we feel about ourselves. So if we feel bad about ourselves, it's only natural that we would therefore want to find ways to make ourselves feel happy. And movies have been made about this stuff, the pursuit of happiness. This, in some way these days, is kind of interlinked with the Great American Dream. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with happiness, but there is something wrong with happiness when happiness becomes the main thing and something that we become addicted to. Because in the same way that some people become addicted to drugs, other people become addicted to pursuing happiness. And this is not a sustainable way of living life. If we are living for nothing more than happiness, then we're living for nothing more than ourselves. And if we're living for no greater purpose than ourselves being happy, we're living completely self-consumed lives. And if we're living completely self-consumed lives, then my friend, we are never going to experience fulfillment, which is what we fundamentally all want. And fulfillment is better than happiness. So pursuing happiness is what most life coaches and most feel nice happiness gurus out there and mindfulness gurus say is the main thing. But what I'm going to say here is that pursuing happiness can become addictive and completely derogatory in terms of usefulness in relation to us actually moving forward and getting closer to where we want to be in life, which is more to do with self-concept. Because while self-esteem is how we feel about ourselves, our self-concept is more about who it is that we could become, who it is that we feel we should be, how it is that we feel our lives should be going, who we might become, who we ought to become. Our self-concept is more about the vision that we have for who we're going to become in the future. Now, if we're focused on just feeling better today, then all we're focused on is right here, right now. But if we're focused on who it is that we could potentially become, then what we're focused on is moving forward and making progress. Because if we're focused on who it is that we can become, then the only way we're going to become better is when we grow in maturity and sacrifice happiness. Now that might sound like a bit of a funny idea, but I do promise you that it's true. If you think about it, if you want something better than what you currently have, well, it's only natural to say that you've got to give up what you have, what you've got. You see, many people in life have this such destructive way of accepting second best. They'll accept second best because they're fearful that they may never get what it is that they actually want. Now, this is true in the context of relationships. I have worked with so many women and men who commit to jumping in bed and being in a relationship with someone that they don't even love because they feel like they're running out of time. So they end up jumping into a relationship or into a marriage with someone that they don't really love, but it's just second best. And they say, well, you know, he'll do, she'll do, because I'm getting older and the right person may never come along. So people do genuinely settle for decisions and choices that just make them feel slightly better today, rather than developing the patience to wait for the better days that are yet to come, which is what is ultimately only going to be the thing that can fulfill them. So self-concept is about our ideal life. Self-concept is about the real where self-concept is about our ideal. And 9 times out of 10, our real and our ideal they're very seldom related, aren't they? Often our ideal will be 100 or 1,000,000 miles away from our real. Our real is where we're at, our ideal is where we want to be. So if we want to move forward in life, it's absolutely imperative that we're taking practical steps towards getting away from where we're at, which is the real, and getting closer to the ideal, which is where we want to be. Now, the reason why people are going to come to you is because they have emotional problems, right? We've already established this. The emotional problems which will be in some way connected to self-esteem. But one of the main problems that people are going to have, that they're going to come to you for, is because they're always going to see a gap. A gap between where they're at and where they want to be. A gap between their real life, where they are today, in comparison to where they want to be at some point in the future, ideally. Now, the size and the scale of this gap between their self-esteem and their self-concept is going to determine the size and the scale of the crisis that they have in their life. Now, relate this crisis back to the model that I shared with you in the last video. Remember pre-neurotic state? Pre-neurotic state is all about moving forward, isn't it? And what are the main problems that we have in life? Well, the main problems that we have in life are always an emotion, they're a feeling. So as we're looking to moving forward in life, we're looking in a pre-neurotic way. We might even take some steps, we might take some risks, we might take some chances, step outside the comfort zone. But if things don't go our way, we're only naturally then going to step into emotions of anger, frustration, potentially into anxiety, fear. And if for some reason we are not able or don't know how to move forward more effectively and ultimately get what we want, we can end up falling into the hole of guilt and shame as we beat ourselves up for feeling useless and worthless and all these sorts of things that then leads us spiraling into that hole. Now, there's a big mass of squiggles and diagrams and writing on this board, but do you see how it is that I'm connecting this model to the model that I shared with you in the last video? Now, I don't know how you're going to understand this stuff, but what I do understand is that if you set yourself up as a life coach, people are going to be coming to you with their problems, and their problems are always going to be a crisis that they have in some area of their life. The crisis that they have has an emotional attachment to it in relation to the confusion or the uncertainty that they have on how to move forward, getting from where they are to where they want to be in life. So every problem that everyone could ever bring to you as a life coach is going to be related to them not knowing the steps that they need to take to move from where they are to where they want to be. How does that make you feel? All right. I hope that I've explained this in a way that really fundamentally makes sense. Now, it's not that as a life coach you would ever really need to explain this to anyone, but it's important that you understand it within yourself, because if you understand this, then you're going to understand the very nature and the essence of the problems that people are going to come to you with. So in the sections that follow, they're going to be more solutions focused. In the next section, we're going to be looking at a more identity-based problems, how to help people get clearer on who they are, to deal with limiting beliefs. I'm going to share with you some really cool strategies and some worksheets that you can not just practice on yourself, but you can actually use in the context of your very own life coaching practice, if you so choose. Where in the latter sections of the course, we're going to be looking at more communication skills, communication styles, language patterns, and we're going to be looking at core values, which is what it is that people really fundamentally want in the deepest level, which is always then going to be connected to self-concept in some way. Later in the course, you'll understand what I mean by this in a lot more depth. And we're also going to be looking at goal setting, action planning, and the practical steps you can guide people through. So what I'm hoping that you're able to see by now is that I have no intentions on wasting your time. If you're able to overlook and not judge me for my slightly different presentation style, then I know that you're going to find immense value in the rest of the course. I'm not going to miss anything out because I genuinely do want you to get out there and share and practice all the stuff on other people. So this pretty much brings us to the end of the section, apart from one last thought-provoking question that I'm going to ask you in the next video.